Ladies and gentlemen, you know him, you love him, you bail him out. Coming to you direct from the Arizona State Correctional Institution, please welcome Danny Bonaducci. Good evening.
Hey! Reuben Kincaid! Reuben Kincaid!
Welcome to David Cassidy's first annual ex-child star work release program. I'm your host, Dana Plato.
Reuben Kincaid!
Reuben Kincaid?
Yes.
Hey, if he was a decent fucking manager, I'd have had a career, okay? Let's keep this thing quiet.
Hey!
Well, we're off and starting, aren't we? It's a pleasure to be here. I am really nervous, though. You'll have to bear with me. I'm nervous for several reasons. One, I've never done anything like this before. When David asked me to go on tour with him, I thought, wow. Travel along with David Cassidy on a bus. Wait a second, I have done this before. I'm also nervous because I've never done stand-up comedy before. This is a first for me. And I'm not really digging the advice I've been getting. I wrote a bunch of stuff down and I showed some friends of mine who are professional comedians in Los Angeles. I said, here, check this out. And they said, Danny, why don't you just skip the jokes? Just walk on out there and tell them a little bit about yourself. Okay? I'm in trouble. I don't mean right here, right now. I mean, I'm in trouble. Maybe if some of you, one or two of you, might have heard about this. It's been alleged. Oh, no, wait, I've been found guilty. It totally happened. I went out, met a girl. She turned out to be the girl with something extra. And I just beat the shit out of him. And, well, I don't know that having a fist fight with a transvestite is, fodder for good comedy. I don't know, it just doesn't seem like. Because in practicing for tonight, I rented a bunch of stand-up comedy videotapes and stuff, and what I've noticed, and tell me if you've noticed this, comedians, they take those little things that happen to them in their everyday life that really happen to everybody, and they just point it out, and it's pretty funny. I don't know that this is gonna work for me. But, you know, who am I to argue with success? I'm new, so here we go. You remember that night you went out with a girl, it turned out she had a dick this big? Is that just me? Oh man, do I feel stupid. First, I want you to know one thing. I flew in here on a plane. There's a guy here tonight. Frank, are you here somewhere? Right there. This guy flew on the plane with me, and he comes up to me, and I think this is his New Haven version of moral support. He comes up to me and goes, "Yo, I'd have killed the fag." So I'm a hit with fag bashers. I think that's nice. And I want you to know right off the bat, I did not hit anybody over their sexual preference. I don't care if you like boys or girls or chickens. As a matter of fact, a good chicken. We'll save that for Geraldo. But really, I mean, I respect every woman's right to accessorize. I just draw the line at a penis. It didn't match anything else she was wearing. Stuck out like a sore thumb, almost exactly. The worst thing about this whole deal, worse than the cops, worse than the press, is the talk shows. Have you guys seen these? The Geraldos and the Oprahs? My favorite was Oprah Winfrey, Hollywood Kids on the Skids. I dig this. The worst thing about these shows is it's always the same audience and it's always the same guest. Me. And my good friend Todd Bridges. And there's like, you know, three or four of the other Jerry's kids of show business sitting over here. We're all in a row. It's like, Oprah comes up to you and she looks like she, you know, she really cares. And she says, did television ruin your life? Immediately, everyone to my right goes, oh, yes, yes, it did, Oprah. I shot that guy because I'm on TV. I'm on drugs right now because I was on TV. Oh, TV sucks. And that leaves me to say, nope. I had a pretty good time. But some of you may have heard this a few years ago, actually 18 months ago, I did have a drug problem. And I always said on Oprah, I took drugs because I was an ill-informed asshole and TV had nothing to do with it and TV is not responsible. I realized something the other day. I'm wrong. TV is totally responsible. But not being on it, just watching it. I remember I was about 12 years old, I'm watching some movie, don't even remember what it was, but when it was over, the credits said, sponsored by DuPont, better living through chemicals. It's on TV. I have now been drug-free 17 months. Thank you, I appreciate it. It's different. I dig it, but the thing is, I went to a rehab, and when I was leaving the rehab, they said, now once you've been drug-free a while, all the stuff you did while you were stoned and you don't remember doing will come rushing back to you. Did I used to be on the Partridge Family?
You were the face.
That is weird. You don't think that's weird? Imagine if it happened to you, man. Just wake up one morning and go, fuck, did I wear red velvet in front of everybody?
You love him?
It's very weird. For those of you who don't know, I've been making my living recently in radio. Now you'll get, you know, Howard Stern, you guys heard of Howard Stern?
Phoenix!
Howard. He's always calling me at 4 o'clock in the morning. Fuck him. You know, people used to go to me all the time and go, Danny Partridge smokes. Now it's like, I actually don't kill anyone. I'm okay. So anyway, I've been doing the radio, and as you heard on Howard Stern, or radio shows like that, are all talk, no music. And it's really weird because you have to stay real hip to current events. Last time we did Howard Stern, I think it was about 2 months ago, the big issue that day was the Milwaukee Police Department. That they had completely screwed up. One guy got away from that Jeffrey Dahmer dude, and they dragged him back and went, excuse me, Mr. Dahmer, did you drop this? But, you know, the Milwaukee Police Department screwing up is not all bad news, because it took the spotlight right off the LAPD. Which is good. I like to look at it that the Milwaukee Police Department is to the LAPD what Pee Wee Herman is to me. I'm sorry, man. I have to admit, under the circumstances I was in, when I saw that Pee Wee Herman had been busted for grabbing it, I looked at the TV and I went, oh, yeah. Thank you, Pee Wee. Thank you so much. You know, I'd like to cut him a break. He's a very nice guy, but I'm a little bit jealous. Have you seen this? All the celebrities rallying to his cause. Bill Cosby, the biggest star in America, has rallied to Pee Wee's cause. I couldn't get Eric fucking Estrada to rally. Johnny Quest wouldn't rally. Neither Nanny or the Professor would return my calls.
How about Greg Brady?
What about that? What do you want to know? Wait, hang on to these. I've got a question and answer session coming up. Let me see. Good evening, Transvestite Talk Show, Drugs, Radio, Pee-wee. Okay, in a minute. Pee-wee is not our only, he's a light tragedy. We've had some major tragedies in show business recently. Michael Landon passed away. One of my heroes, I loved him. And, like, the next day, Lee Remick died. And I was talking to my sister, and she said, you know, Dan, they always go in threes. I thought, yeah, so yeah, get a hobby. But sure enough, what, 2 days later, James Franciscus died. So I realized not only do they always go in threes, but in a declining order of popularity. Now that Bert Convy's dead, Captain Stubing and I are in a panic. I'll tell you, being a member of the Partridge Family is a very, very weird thing. Like, you know how some celebrities have celebrity stalkers, like David Letterman, that lady, knows where he lives and gets in her house and stuff? That's amazing. When we're a celebrity of the 70s, especially a kid, I have celebrity stalkers, but they're, like, lame. They wear bell bottoms, you gotta give them hints where you're gonna be. Anyway, unreasonable amount of press being an ex-child star gets you. Check this out. I recently got married, and it was kind of an unorthodox wedding, but this is the national star. Right up here, a bunch fat women celebrities. Right above on the title, Partridge Family Kid Wins After Zany 8-Hour Courtship. I mean, it's nice, but I don't know that it deserves a headline. Apparently, the Kennedys stayed in that night. It's true, though. I'll have you know that they don't always write trash. That is exactly true. Real quick, personal story. I did get married. Girl called me up on the radio, said, you're new to town, I'm new to town, do you want to go out? And now, normally you're supposed to say no, because the girls on the radio, they always sound like Christy Brinkley, but they look like Quasimodo. Yeah, you go to the house, bring the buzzer, and the bells of Notre Dame go off. You know you should split. But this girl answers the door. She's beautiful. We have a great time. We go out, and I get her back to my house, and I put those patented Danny Partridge love moves on. I can't believe, I swear to God, this is true. She says to me, I'm sorry, I can't do that till I'm married. Okay, and I went downstairs, I got the Yellow Pages, got a minister, and was married by midnight. So, that's just so you know that.
Hey!
Hey, thank you. I don't think you should applaud going to that kind of measure for sex. but anyway, it's true, it's very funny. I said to her later, I said, listen, you know, because we didn't have a license, we're only married in the eyes of God. I said, we're not really married. And she said, I'm not really a virgin. that thing about no sex before marriage was like a brand new rule. I thought I was getting a virgin. Turns out she's just turning over a new leaf. Anyway, now with the questions, I've got some questions that some people sent back to my dressing room. But if you guys want to not be shy and shout them out. What happened to Jeremy Gelbwax? Well, this is a comedy show, and I really don't know what I can say about that psychotic fuck.
That was the drama.
The story is that his parents moved to Milwaukee. That's what happened to Jeremy. Just realize that. I don't know what happened to Jeremy.
Do they call him Jeffrey?
How was Susan Day? At what? Maybe you better ask David. All right, I've got some of these that came back to me. Was Shirley Jones a natural blonde? Now, how would I know? I was 10 years old. But interestingly enough, Susan Day is a natural brunette. Say what, Glenn?
Claire
has a question? What am I, the great fucking Kreskin? She'll actually have to say it. Do we still keep in touch at all? Well, as you can guess by what I've said so far, Susan Day has a restraining order against me. David and I are close. We just did Geraldo yesterday, and Shirley Jones, thank you. I didn't actually do Geraldo. Although if you read his book, he might say we did. I know I'm gonna get letters from Bette Midler on this. He was hassling me about this latest transgression with the transgression. And that's kind of funny. About this, the guy dressed up like a woman, and I looked at him and I said, "Hey, who are you to talk?" I mistook a guy for a girl because he was wearing a dress. You knew it was Bette Midler. Danny, the Partridge Family was one of my favorite shows, but I can't remember the theme song. Can you sing it?
Hey!
I'll tell you a quick funny story. I had, maybe a switch up. I had Chris Knight. He played Peter Brady in the Brady Bunch. Remember him? Did you say woo over Peter Brady? You need to get out more often. Oh, Peter Brady. Anyway, I had him on my show on the radio, and I thought, this will be so cool, because it was someplace in the Midwest, and I thought, they'll really dig this. If you sing the theme song from the Brady Bunch, I'll sing the theme song from the Partridge Family, and everybody will really dig this. It's really cool. So he goes, "Okay, here's the story, Brady." I'm thinking, you dick. You totally wrecked my bit. Okay, I'll take over. Come on down and happy. Actually, he was a very good sport. He was really funny. He was answering some really important question, like something about Marsha's tits. While he's answering this question, I put on this hand puppet. And when he's done, I say, now, Chris, I know this is going to be difficult for you, but if you could just show me on Roger Rabbit where Mr. Brady tried to touch you. He's a really good sport about sort of moving his ears and everything, so he was all right. What was your favorite show? I got a couple of them. One was the one where we got sprayed by a skunk.
The Army! Army! The Army!
Susan Day walking around in a towel just glistening of tomato juice.
When you got drafted!
The other one was, when I got drafted?
Yeah,
that
one, yes. Oh, come on.
10 years old, fat, standing around your underwear, wasn't digging it. I'm killing the engineers, that's great. I think another one of my favorite shows, we filmed in Kings Island, Ohio, an amusement park there.
Yes, hey!
That's really cool. What we had to do, because you have to do scenes over and over, is I had to ride the rides, like over and over and over again, so I spent the whole week just staggering and throwing up. Much like I spent the 80s. If you want to shout some out, that's cool. If not, I'll just read the ones from here.
Where did you live in Phoenix?
What?
Where
do I live in Phoenix? I don't live in Phoenix anymore.
Where did you live in Phoenix?
In the desert. That's where I live in Phoenix.
I was raised there.
You're raised there? I lived downtown. I didn't dig Phoenix. Too hot. And there's, nothing, you know, there was just... There's only so much you can do with sand and Indians. By the way, the guy I hit, the transvestite, was a full-blooded Navajo, and that worked against me. Especially when I, in court, called him Chief Running Both Ways. The judge hated me. Well, David and I are having a minor reunion right now, but, I don't know. I'm a disc jockey. I have no pride. I play my part and glory. you know. But I don't know. I dig it.
What happened to the dog?
What happened to Tracy? She plays the triangle for heart. Are you really a redhead? What is your trip with hair? No, actually, I thought, you know, Bozo's getting all the good fucking gigs. Let's see. Did you ever see Ruben naked? No, but he is a natural blonde. If you want to yell at him more, I got a final question right here. If you want to yell one out, you can. I didn't, on my solo album, no, I never sang or played bass in the Partridge Family.
But you look good.
I look good?
Look good, dude.
I know you don't, I missed her. No, I never played bass, but I have now improved incredibly. I can also fake the drums and keyboards. Finally, here we've got, did you ever get sick on the bus? No, but Susan Day did after every meal.
She was on the website.
Oh, what is she, sacred? She's the one with the job. Listen, before I go, like I said, this is my first time, and I'm really excited about this. I'm really having a good time. Can you just bear with me 1 second? You guys could look like, that guy is so fucking funny. I'd really appreciate it. We'll start right here with you in a little bit, okay? Dude, you look frightening, like my probation officer. Can you imagine what a shitty job that must be, being my probation officer? Second Tuesday of every month, he looks at me and says, occupation? I milk the shit out of my past? Future plans to continue till I'm Ruben's age. All right, anyway, on the count of three, this group over here, okay? What are you gonna do? When I count three, you're gonna... Okay, so on the count of three... All right, ready? One, two, three. You could just get one of me, real quick. I need the three count, though, because I want to look like I'm so fucking funny. Thank you very much. I really appreciate this. It's been great. Thanks a lot. You guys are all wonderful. Thank you.